The Walking Dead offseason is almost over, but we're just getting started here on the road to Negan, day two, our Walking Dead podcast preseason series. And now here are the two guys who are ready to talk about eulogies for Rick, Carl, and Michonne. I'm Rob Sisterino. Here's Josh Wigler. Josh, how are you?
Carl! Yeah, I just wanted to get those back into the universe pretty quickly here. I'm doing well. How are you, Robert?
Oh, very good. Very good. Ready to talk about potentially some bad news for the Grimes clan.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not
the
that
Grimes
concerned.
Group.
The grind is real. The Grimes is real. Yeah, I'm not so worried about these three. I'm not so worried about the Grimes, but I feel like just in fairness to the lineup, I do think we should talk through what life would be like without Rick, Carl, and Michonne, the likelihood of losing these characters right now, and maybe projecting where their seasons might go from here.
Of course, we kicked things off right off the bat yesterday, where we talked about sort of just like an overview of season 7 coming up of The Walking Dead. And today, of course, Rick, Carl, and Michonne, and then the rest of the week we'll talk through the rest of the characters that could be lost on the season 7 premiere of The Walking Dead, which kicks off Sunday night on AMC. And of course, you are locked in to our podcast coverage. You could subscribe as well. Go to postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes. postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes. All right. So let's at least entertain the universe where Rick Grimes gets the baseball bat from Negan.
Is there even an alternate universe where that happens? Is there even like a parallel world where Rick Grimes does get killed by Negan here in the season 7 premiere? Do you think that reality is out there somewhere?
Yeah. How thick is that plot armor? Is it able to stop a baseball bat, Josh?
It might break Lucille on impact if Negan were to try. Like, it would just be like this invisible force field that would fry Lucille.
Well, I feel like at one point we used to talk about, could Rick be killed on The Walking Dead? Do you feel like that we are through that period, Josh?
No, I still think it's possible. I do think that we could live in a world where Rick at some point does die in the zombie apocalypse. I don't think it's here. I don't think it's now, just in terms of where this story seems to be going. And if this is a story about Rick's people having survived this far, thinking that they were the baddest boys in the land, like they were the biggest badasses out there, and being proven horribly wrong by the introduction of Negan and showing how a really dominant group can become very submissive very, very quickly with one stroke of a baseball bat. I think that you need to have Rick in place for that moment, because so much of the confidence that Rick's group has had is because, the hubris, so much of it owes origin to Rick himself. So I think that you have to have that guy still alive to sort of see what it looks like when somebody is really in charge, and what it looks like to be so on top of the world and then in one deft move just completely at the bottom. So I think that Rick has to be alive in order to see that. I don't think that now is the time to kill him. I think that there could be a point in the future where Rick could go, but I don't see it happening, at least in the season 7 premiere.
Yeah, I can't see it either. I think we have to see Rick deal with the fallout from all of this Negan stuff. So if we're going to have a universe where Rick Grimes continues on, what would it look like, though, if the person that Negan takes out is none other than Rick's own flesh and blood, Carl.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would be the Coral premiere. I don't know. I'm trying to like red wedding this. It would be brutal. It would be tough. It'd be really, really hard for Rick to survive. I don't know what he would be living for anymore. I do think that that's one of the scariest things
for
a little ass kicker. It's just like the idea of losing either Carl or Judith for Rick. I mean, like, that's going to send him on a season 3 level tailspin, like back in the second half of season 3 when he was still really mourning Lori. That would be a really, really difficult Rick to live through. Again, I still think that no matter who is getting killed, we are going to be seeing a grieving Rick, you know, someone who knows that his actions led them to this moment, and that he is largely responsible for whoever gets killed. And that would be very, very devastating if it's Carl. But it's not Carl. It's not going to be Carl. Carl's not going to die.
You're confident.
Do you think that there's any chance that Carl is getting killed here?
I think that there's a chance. No,
I don't think so. I think that you all you have to do is go and rewatch that final scene from the season six finale. Right as Negan has selected his victim, he's got the baseball bat pointed at whoever it is he's about to smash their head in. And he says something to the effect of, if anybody moves, take the boy's other eye out and feed it to his father. That suggests to me that he's not looking at the boy whose eye he would be feeding to Rick Grimes.
That's a good clue.
If he's about to bash this guy's brain in, unless he's just saying like, well, his other eye is about to pop out and then we will scoop it up and then we will feed it to his dad, which is very, very morbid and very, very gross. But that is the world that we are possibly living in right now. So unless that's what he's talking about, I think that just that dialogue as early as the finale itself, I think ruled out Rick and Carl from being the victims here.
It would be a lot to handle for Carl to not only lose an eye in the mid-season finale and then to be then killed by the end of season seven season six. It's a lot
to throw at Carl. I also think that Carl's reaction to whatever is going to happen here is potentially really, really interesting to explore moving forward. Carl, who we have seen in the past really try to become a badass in this world, towards the end of season three after he had already had to kill his mom, and throughout season four during his whole chocolate pudding scandal when he had to watch out for Rick and had to save his father through the aftermath of the prison. I think that we've seen Carl and Rick kind of come to a place of mutual understanding of how you have to operate in this world, but I wonder how much is Rick going to be defanged by what happens here with Negan and whoever Negan ends up killing, and is Rick going to feel weakened by that and really feel like he has to de-escalate and take his foot off the gas, and how will Carl respond to that? Are we going to see a regression of Carl looking at his father as weak, looking at his dad as somebody who drove them to this point and is not willing to keep going all the way now that he's already started this war? And then I think the other possibility is you could see Carl being very empathetic towards his dad and really seeing that his father has been brutalized by this moment with Negan and needs to be here and needs to look out for his dad. So I think that there's a few different directions that would be believable for the Carl character, and they're all fairly compelling to me.
Now, it sounds like that you're saying that we know 100% that Rick Grimes' reaction to this is going to be one of sort of recoil, where it's like, my God, what have we been doing? We were so overconfident. I mean, do we think that Rick could potentially see what happens here and then go even
all
just
in,
doubling down? Right. Of like, all right, we have to go. We're, you know, this is war. And, you know, over my dead body, are we going to ever back down from these guys? And now it's like we're going just full crazy Rick Grimes.
Yeah, if we thought that we saw full Grimes before, this would be like super duper Grimes. This would be the top level of Rick Grimes that we could possibly going for. I think that that's also on the table. Absolutely. And I think that that's worth discussing as well, is what if Rick's reaction to this moment, if he's so furious over what happens here and, you know, him and the majority of his group are allowed to leave here under the thumb of Negan, I think that you could see Rick go all the way to the mat to really, really take this all the way to the top and really go full super duper Grimes. And I think in that case could also be interesting to see what Carl's reaction to that is. Does he want to be, is he resistant to it? Is he scared because of what he's seen? Or does he feel like now is my time to step up and be my dad's right hand man and really be a lieutenant in this conflict? So I think, again, a lot of different possibilities there. I do think that Rick is probably going to be pretty traumatized by whatever happens here. I think that that's an interesting angle of the character that's worth the show exploring. But I can't imagine that you keep Rick Grimes down for too long. So I think that an all-out Rick is something that we would see this season for sure.
Now, Josh, the other part of this, the other person who is in that real inner circle of the Grimes family is Michonne. New love interest for Rick. It has not really paid dividends to be a love interest of Rick Grimes, as we have seen him lose a couple of those along the way. Do you think, does the show have the nerve to kill off Michonne?
I think it does, again, at some point. And I don't think it's now, only because it's so early in the Rick and Michonne romance. They just consummated the thing.
I mean, Josh, what happened with Rick's last romance?
I know, but doesn't it feel like that's just, I don't know, treading the same territory?
Don't use the argument that it's too quick to kill off Rick's love interest. He just got started. Poor Jesse.
But no one gave a crap about Jesse. Let's just be frank here. Let's talk turkey. No one really cared. No one really, really bought
Sun
into
douche
it.
Cared.
So, you know, Sun Douche cared a little bit. He wasn't so happy about it. And look where that bought him. So I think that no one really was very invested. I don't feel like I was very invested in the Rick and Jesse romance. And I can't imagine that the majority of Walking Dead viewers were as well. I think it was like, oh, great. There's potential happiness for Rick. Jesse seems like a pleasant enough person. And then it's gone really fast. And that's a really brutal moment that I do wish that they dealt with the fallout of that a little bit longer. But we jump straight from that in the next episode to the Rick and Michonne thing. And a lot of fans would argue that that had been bubbling forever, you know, pretty much from the moment that Rick and Michonne first met each other in season three, that there was, you know, that track was being laid for that wow. romance. Well, track was laid in season six, literally. track being Michonne's nickname and from the pre-apocalypse.
About the track to Terminus?
Not the track to Terminus, although who knows? You know, crazy things probably happened there as well. So there's been a lot of work put into that storyline that finally paid off in season six, and for it to just be completely cut down now before really exploring it. And it was sort of so casual in season six, like it was just such an understood thing between Rick and Michonne of, yeah, we've dug each other, you know, we've been into each other for a while, so it's pretty just normal that we're now together. I think to really give that relationship some room to breathe in season seven is the right move to really pay off such a big deal of these two characters getting together. So I can't imagine that Michonne goes before we get to see a little bit more of that, but it's also not impossible. I am mostly concerned for anyone who came from the van, and Michonne did come from the van in the season six finale. So I am more worried for her than I am for Rick and Carl, but not by a ton.
I do think that there is more of a chance that we lose Michonne than Carl, just because it would really hit so close to home for Rick, and yeah. then also just give him more of a reason to be sort of unhappy. Like, I just, that Rick with a love interest, Rick happy, just seems like that's at odds with what the show's supposed to be.
It's usually supposed to be a pretty depressed Rick, you know. That's part of Full Grimes, I think, is like a really angry Rick, somebody who's lost something very important. I think that there are other ways for Rick to feel that sense of loss than losing Carl or Michonne. I think that there are other people in this group that he really values, that losing them would break him a bit or would infuriate him and intensify this conflict between Rick and Negan. But of the two, of Carl and Michonne, I do think Michonne is probably the likelier bet, just because of the whole line, the whole exchange with Negan saying what he says about Rick and Carl really rules them out for me. I don't think that Michonne is the least likely candidate on the board of all the people who could be killed here.
Can we throw some numbers around in terms of as we go through this? So for Rick, what do you think? Is 0.1% that he's the person that Negan offs with the bat?
Yeah, I would say so. I think so. I think it's you know, I would even go lower. I think there's no chance.
0%. 0.0%.
I think there's a very, very, very minimal chance that Rick is going here.
All right, what about Carl?
Not much higher than that, honestly. I think
1%?
That dialogue.
Is there a 1% chance?
I'll give you 1%. I have no problem saying that Carl Grimes is part of the 1%.
He's a 1%er. All right.
He's a 1%er.
And then what about Michonne?
Michonne, I could increase a little bit. What would you think with Michonne? How worried for Michonne are you ultimately?
Well, I guess this speaks to how confident are you in the person that it's going to be?
I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty good about who I think is going to go.
Okay. So are you letting that influence your numbers? Like, the person that you're confident in, do you feel like, is it 50%? Is it 90%?
It's pretty high. So I think that, you know, just to kind of entertain them all on a case by case basis. And like, if I'm a writer in the writer's room of The Walking Dead, who am I pulling off the map? Who have I already set up as a possible candidate to be killed by Negan here? What's pointing in the direction of, you know, what's some good evidence for this person to go? What would the impact be to the group overall? How would it inform the season ahead? Those are things that I'm taking into consideration on an individual basis. So I'd give Michonne a decent shot, but not a really big one. Like, I wouldn't say much higher than like 20%.
Oh, 20%. That's actually way higher than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say like somewhere between 4-9%.
No, at the very most. And it's a little bit enhanced because I'm concerned about the people in the van. As I've said, if you came from the van, I think you're in trouble.
Okay, 9% for Michonne. Is that fair?
Do you want to go 9%? Let's go 9%.
Okay,
sure.
If you think that's that high. Okay, 9% for
so
Michonne.
So is this going to eat my entire pie? That's what you're looking for here? Because I'm going to have to recalibrate my numbers if that's the case. Okay.
We still have 90% to distribute between the rest of the people at the party.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so there you go. All right, so Josh, very excited to get into Sunday night's premiere of The Walking Dead and finally answer this question. Do we have a hashtag for today?
We went full Grimes. You want to go full hashtag Grimes. Full Grimes?
Okay, it could happen. It hashtag could happen. Full Grimes, boy. Rick only knows one way how to do things, and that's full Grimes.
And that's full Grimes.
Full Grimes. All yeah. right, so Josh, we're going to be ready Sunday night. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, postshowrecaps.com/TWD. iTunes, and Josh and I will be back with tomorrow's eulogy subjects, and that will be Glenn and Maggie, another
Glenn and Maggie.
Set of star-crossed lovers in season 6 that we saw Glenn under the dumpster. Maggie thought he was gone. Could potentially he be gone? Could she be gone with the baby that on the way? Very right. sad stuff to talk about on
We'll
Wednesday.
Talk it through. Don't yes. eat, Rob, don't eat before the podcast because we've got a lot of pie on the plate that we're going to need to take care of on
Sounds
tomorrow's
good.
Podcast. Yeah.
All right, Josh. Well, I can't wait to get into it all this Sunday night as we recap the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be sad. It's going to be violent, but it's also going to be fun.
Okay, that's coming up here on Post Show Recap. So be on the lookout for that on Monday. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Josh is at Round Howard. We will see you this Wednesday when we talk about what is in store for Glenn and Maggie on the road to Negan podcast series. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.